This is Cotton Balls coming at you, giving you another twat to listen to. Hope you enjoy. Well, this twat topic is going to be about Python programming. Many of you might be programmers, maybe some of you have no idea what Python programming is. Well, given the help of Wikipedia, Python programming is an interpreted programming language created by Guido von Rosemann in 1990. Python fully dynamically typed and uses automatic memory management. It is thus similar to Perl. Ruby, Scheme, PerlTalk, SmallTalk, TSL. So from here, we can basically just write a program, and since Python is a scripting language, let me pull up a wiki real quick to define scripting languages. Scripting language is a language that is basically interpreted rather than compiled. It was used to shorten the whole edit, compile, run, link process. And Python is one of those many scripting languages, as is JavaScript, as is Perl. Yeah, so basically we're going to go back to our little program, and so I'm going to go to the idle, and I'm going to say print, and then everything that is going to be a string, everything that's going to be like a string, as in a string of characters, letters, words, that has not been defined, you're going to want to put in quotations. So if I put print hello in quotations, just hello in quotations, it'll print hello. If I say name without quotations, name is equal to quotations cotton. Now that name has been defined, I'm going to make a short little program to take name and say hello name. Now, how I'm going to do this is I'm going to use defining the function where I'm going to type def, as in death, d deaf, as in defined, deaf, hello, and then parentheses, closing parentheses, colon. Now you press enter. You should be tabbed. I'm gonna say print in quotations. Hello there, comma, percent sign S, on quotations, another percent sign, and then I'm going to say name. When I press enter, it should return you back to the three little arrows. If it doesn't, then you might do something wrong. Take a look at my examples. I'm gonna have a couple of examples posted somewhere. I'll find somewhere to post it. So now hello is now a function. So if I type hello, parentheses, closing parentheses, it's going to execute that function. Whatever is inside that function, it will execute. If hello is never called, then whatever's in that function, it will never be executed. Unless it's called, it won't be executed. Simple as that. So now that we're done with the function, let's say instead what we want to get a little bit more complicated. Instead of saying hello name, because name has been defined, what if you want the name to change a lot, because you have a lot of friends and you want a lot of them to use the program and have their name as the name. So what you're gonna do is you're going to say def hello. I'm gonna put a 2 to separate it from the original hello. Parentheses, I'm gonna put anything y'all want. Let's put user in parentheses, and then colon enter. What we're gonna do now, user has now been defined as an argument. Every time you call hello to, you're gonna wanna have an argument. So now that we're at the tab, we're gonna type print in quotations hello there percent sign S on quotations, then another quotation mark. This time instead of name, you're gonna type user. Now we're gonna press enter. Everything looks good. We're gonna now call that function. Notice that you cannot call the function like we did the other one, just by typing hello to quotation mark on quotation mark. It's gonna give you an error. It's gonna give you a type error, saying that hello to takes exactly one argument. So hello to quotation mark. We're gonna put Infonomicon in quotation marks. We're gonna put hello to in quotation marks Infonomicon, and then press enter. Now what it returns is hello there Infonomicon, because Infonomicon was argument. Now that we got a little more complicated, how about this? How about I make a list of friends? I make a nice little list of friends that I want the program to say hello to. I want to use hello to say hello to all my friends. What I'm going to do is I'm going to make a little array/list called Nix. So what we're gonna do is type Nix equals bracket and then in quotations you're gonna put, I'm gonna use a random mix of John, and then on quotations, comma, and everything, every name you're gonna put in quotations, and you're gonna separate them by commas. Now, so I'm gonna put John, I'm gonna put Billy, Python in there, Cotton, Watt. And then at the very end, you're not gonna put a comma at the very end, and you're just gonna close it with a closing bracket. Pressing enter should return you back to three arrows. If we type Nyx, Nyx has now been defined as a list. If we type Nyx, it should return the list. Simple as that. So I have my list of friends, right? And I want to say hello to all of them. Now I'm gonna type, and now I'm gonna bring you into a for statement, a for each statement. So I'm gonna type for I. So for I, and I'm gonna put N. So for I and Nyx. So remember that Nyx has been defined as a list. So for I and Nyx is going to take everything in Nyx and apply it to I. So I want to say hello to all my friends. So I'm gonna say hello for I and Nyx. Return hello to and parentheses I. Closing parentheses. What this did is it's gonna take every argument in Nyx, apply it to I, and you're gonna call the argument of hello. You're gonna call the function of hello to, and apply I to it. Pressing enter should return hello there John, hello there Billy, hello there Python, hello there Cotton, hello there Twat. If you did not get that, then take a look at my examples and see what you did wrong, correct yourself. And now that we demonstrated the for statement, I'm going to go on to my last thing, which is going to be helping you understand. I'm going to basically try to explain why I use Python. The reason why I really use Python is because it was first off the first language that I picked up. When I was like really young, maybe 10, I believe 10 or 11, I was trying to learn a program, and lots of sites were suggesting beginner programming languages, and Python was one of them. I decided to pick up Python, and I personally just ended up loving it, and I actually dropped it a couple times, actually. I dropped it twice for like a couple months, and then I picked it back up, and then I haven't dropped it since, and I just love it. And another reason why I use Python is because it's very, very flexible. That's what I'm looking for. It's very flexible. I've done a lot with Python in the past. I've made an IRC bot, and I've made a little bot. My bot has actually been a great success, actually. Other than my bot, I've also created a little encrypting program where I can take plain text files and basically encrypt them with your own key. So basically, if you don't have that key, then you cannot decrypt it, and it's basically useless. And it's like, it's pretty good. It's random encryption. It's not, you know, PGP. It's not, you know, publicly available. It's just a random key that you only have the key to decrypt it. And that's pretty much what I base my encryption program on. And that's basically what that one does. I'm gonna have to leave you guys though. I hope you enjoy this twat. You can probably get the show notes at twattech.org. And want to give some good shout outs to everybody in Phenomicon, Pot, Electroman, Droops, Ponyboy, everybody in Phenomicon. I want to also give shout outs to Ben Rev, and the whole hacker community, and having letting this whole podcast be successful. Just keep doing what you do. Peace. Zip and zip it, lock it, fill it, call it, find it, view it, code it, jump and lock it, surf it, scroll it, pose it, click it, cross it, crack it, switch, update it, name it, read it, tune it, print it, scan it, send it, fax, rename it, touch it, bring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, stop, format it, buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, chart it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick, rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, drag it, drop it, zip and zip it, lock it, fill it, curl it, find it, view it, code it, jump and lock it, surf it, scroll it, pose it, click it, cross it, crack it, switch, update it, name it, read it, tune it, print it, scan it, send it, fax, rename it, touch it, ring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, stop, format it. Technologic, 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 buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, chart it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick, rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, crack it, drop it, zip and zip it, lock it, fill it, curl it, find it, view it, code it, jump and lock it, surf it, scroll it, pose it, click it, cross it, crack it, switch, update it, name it, read it, tune it, print it, scan it, send it, fax, rename it, touch it, bring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, stop, format it, buy it, use it, break it, it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, chart it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick, rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, drag it, drop it, zip and zip it, touch it, bring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, stop, format it, touch it, scroll it, pose it, click it, cross it, crack it, switch, update it, change it, mail, upgrade it, chart it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick, rewrite it, surf it, scroll it, pose it, click it, cross it, crack it, switch, update it, name it, read it, tune it, print it, scan it, send it, fax, rename it, touch it, ring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, stop, format it, buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, chart it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick, rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, crack it, drop it, zip and zip it, surf it, scroll it, pose it, click it, cross it, crack it, switch, update it, name it, read it, tune it, print it, scan it, send it, fax, rename it, touch it, bring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, stop, format it, buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, chart it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, get it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick, rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, crack it, drop it, zip and zip it, surf it, scroll it, pose it, click it, cross it, crack it, switch, update it, name it, read it, tune it, print it, scan it, send it, fax, rename it, buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, chart it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick, rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, crack it, drop it, zip and zip it, lock it, fill it, curl it, find it, view it, code it, jump and lock it, surf it, scroll it, pose it, click it, cross it, crack it, switch, update it, name it, read it, tune it, print it, scan it, send it, fax, rename it, touch it, bring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, stop, format it. Technologic, 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 technologic. Technologic, 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 technologic.